Yeah, Imran, what would you consider as the perfect game in preparation for the semi-finals?
I wouldn't say perfect game. I think you know, the guys stuck to the plan, and I think it was well executed. You know, Golden off as 78, I think it was good, you know, from all the bowlers, and you know, batting, finishing the game without loss was really, really good.
Even though you guys in the end won so convincingly, were you surprised of how maybe easily they capitulated?
Yeah, you know, we didn't expect them to bowl them off a 78, but you know, well done to the guys, you know, stick to the bowling plan, and you know, we executed as I said.
How was it was heading into the semi-final against the Liverpool Islands on Friday? How was the team feeling heading to that one?
Yeah, we're a bit confident. You know, again, we're not going to take anybody for granted. You know, play each game at time. You know, let's stick to the game plan and you know, keep training during the week hard, and hopefully we get the result we want.
Last year you all fell short against the CCC, same semi-final after making it out of the group. How differently do you all think you'll approach this one?
Yeah, you know, it was unfortunately last year we didn't go all the way, you know, with you know, all the big guys available, you know, these set of guys, you know, we're training really hard, you know, they're hungry for success, so I think, you know, we're in a good frame of mind, and hopefully it goes our way.
How do you think you're going to keep them, you know, grounded after this kind of big victory here and after dominating the group stage?
I don't think, you know, I'll keep them grounded. I think they level headed, and you know, they just want to keep, you know, improving day by day, and you know, keep training harder.
You say it was not a perfect game. You all had a couple of drop catches as well in this one. What is like the discussions in the dressing room heading?
I think it's a key area we have to work on our game. You know, last couple of days, you know, we have been doing a lot of feeling during training, so we'll continue doing that going forward for Friday game.
How does it feel seeing, actually, you know, starts has been the issue. How does it feel seeing, especially two youngsters come in and get such a good start for you?
Yeah, it's really, really good to see that. You know, it's a bit pleasing. You know, it'll give team something to think about, the selection panel to think about going into the semi-final, and you know, that's good. They took the opportunity and make things harder for in team wise.
And what about we saw Anderson Phillip again coming to the fore in the field with the ball and stuff. I got somebody who's been around for a bit, but you know, he's kind of really making his name known a bit more now. You know, what's your thoughts on his performance today?
Yeah, you know, he have been working really, really hard, and you know, I think he's getting his reward now, and it's just for him to continue to doing the same thing.
Well, you'll be favorites now to head straight into the final. I mean, is that a bit more pressure on you guys?
I know, as I say, we're going to take one game at a time. You know, it's cricket at the end of the day, you know, anything could happen, but you know, long as we stick to our game plan and execute well, I think we'll have a good chance reaching the final.
You all started as underdogs, now would you consider yourself favorites?
We have been playing good cricket, you know, we're not perfect, you know, all game, but you know, it have key moments we won, and you know, that's really important for us as a team. And you know, I think again, if we stick as a team and play as a team, we'll be successful.
The guys that you left out today, was that just giving them a rest to give the other guys a run?
You could say that, yeah.
Any injuries or anything to worry about moving forward?
No injuries, everyone is fit and ready to go.
Very cool.